confronting the far-right in Derby Charlie Taylor, Derby Socialist Party. Derby Socialist Party members arrived to do our weekly campaign stall on the 28th of November, when we noticed around 10 supporters of the far-right group Britain First with their own stall nearby. We continued with our stall, even though we did not have as many people present. Within a couple of minutes, one of their supporters approached us and started to tell us that socialism would not work and is a bad idea. Another two of their lot then joined in, and another began to film me. I asked him to stop as he had no right without my permission, and he swore at me. There were other activists in Derby at the same time, including from the People's Assembly, who were campaigning against George Osborne's autumn statement, as well as junior doctors drumming up support for their contract disputes issue 881. A number of people gathered to challenge Britain First, and a standoff ensued for a short while before a scuffle broke out with an anti-racist having his nose broken when punched by a Britain First supporter. The recent attacks in France have emboldened the far right to blame all Muslims as terrorists. The fact that these people feel bold enough to set up a stall in a multicultural city like Derby is something that anti-racists, socialists and the trade unions have to react to. Derby Socialist Party members continued with our stall, campaigning against the bombing of Syria and exposing the roots of ISIS, as well as showing our support for the doctor strikes. We had an excellent response, selling many copies of The Socialist and raising over £20 fighting fund. One person gave us a tenner